I think I was discussing about the Sud of the Levios and the Shed Abor. The Sud that will be when Mashiach will come, so there's different Pratim that I mentioned, different Memori Chazal, discussion about that it's going to be the eating of the Levyosin, the Shed Abor is also mentioned, the Yain HaMishumer, the wine that is retained in its grapes from the Sheshes Mebreshes. And there's other details that are discussed in other sources. The Ramami Panu has a whole arichas. He says that we're going to have the Tzitzenes Hamon, the flask of mon that was hidden away. Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron to take him one and the Shibila Mishmeres of the Reseichem. It was put next to the Oren, I think, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Yiri, you showed it, yeah.
Yeah, so he said that will be eaten at the Suda. His other Marish will make a bracha, Mishti Lacham in Hashemayim. He says the Shkedim, the almonds are going out.
Quickly, yeah.
Shkedim from Eitzavas.
No,
Shkedim from Mati Aaron. The almonds are going on the stick of Aaron in Pashas Kedah. It was also put in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Has a very interesting adichas. He says that
delicacies that much as
I. Yeah. So, like I mentioned, the meaning of the su'uda. So you have, like I mentioned, is the way the su'udas and the su'ud begashmius and bruchnius. Bruchnius is of Yotzin and Sherabar represent different levels of revelations that will take place. But nevertheless, like many Mufarshim say, like the Rebbe Befrat was madgish that the Levyosin and the Sheir Habor are not just hinted spiritual things, but they're physical things as well. What is the point of eating them? So, like one eating that Rishonim, the Rashba, Rabbeinu Bechai, Ibn Zitan also discuss, they compare it to the mon. Same way, the mon or the type of food that came from a very high source. Many of those places discuss that it was really a spiritual light, just it became physical to eat. That's why you didn't have to go to the bathroom after eating it. That's why it had all the tastes in the world. It says, the Torah was only given those that ate the mon. Through eating the mon, they were able to understand the Torah. Because the mon was a spiritual light that came down, that gave them the ability to understand Torah. So too, these foods, the levyosin, the sheir habor, The other thing is also mentioned. There's a bird called Bayuchnir Zisade that's not so famous, but it's also about the Suda.
What is it?
There's a bird, Bzisada. Bzis is a pasuk in Tilm. Bzisada Irana.
Yeah.
It's also a pasuk that says.
It refers to
a bird, a certain type of hush of a bird that will also be eaten at the meal. It's also called, the Gemara is called Bayuchni. Yeah.
Bayuchni? Bayuchni.
I think I'm maybe Baba Baz. There's some place in Gemara referred to as Bar Yuchni. So they write that these things are have very spiritual peiches, so to say, through eating it. It will enlighten us, it will give us the capability to be able to grasp the secrets that will be revealed when Mashiach will come. It also, in some Rishonim, in those same Rishonim, they seem to learn, there's also all discussion exactly when will the Suda take place. It will take place in Moshe Mashiach and Elam Haba, basically will take place in the first stage of Mashiach, the second stage of Mashiach. So from one hand, from the fact that it says that it says in Elam Haba, in the second stage, at least, even the second stage itself is different steps, but at least later on, It says that in Elam Haba, after the resurrection of the dead, there won't be any eating or drinking. So therefore, Mefarshim say that you can't say that this meal will take place in the Elam Hatchi, in the world of resurrection. There's no eating and drinking, so they say it'll have to take place earlier. The Rebbe also sometimes mentions this. Another place, however, is brought down, that it's not a contradiction, because this that we say that Elam Haba has no eating and drinking, it means you don't need to eat and drink in order to sustain, in order that the soul should remain in the body. So nowadays we have to eat and drink. When Mashiach will come, the neshama won't, the guf will live on, the neshama won't need to sustain the guf through eating and drinking. The guf will get its own chai. Sadrab said the neshama will be sustained from the guf.
You mentioned that last week.
I said that the ruchni is the things of Shera Baram of Yosem get chai in the way
the gashmi is. Because you know what's interesting also, we have a Shabbos. The Sichas of Friedrich Rebbe, Friedrich Rebbe quotes that the Achilah Shabbos, the Torah says, Achilah Gaius, this would be Achilah's, but that's when the Sichas of Rebbe says, refrain from it. Shabbos Kulal Hashem, that all the Takya, was read like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the Sichas of the Rebbe, that Friedrich Rebbe quotes his father, the Rebbe Hashem. Something you gotta be eating Shabbos.
But
the Rebbe Kochzach, yeah. But the Rebbe Kochzach, name as mean the Begashmis. The Rebbe
Yeah, but that was the then the Achille won't be Megashim.
Won't be Megashim.
According to these
people, today's Shabbos,
the Achille of Yosem Sherabor is not Megashim, Adrab. It's going to be Maila. It's going to elevate you to higher levels. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying, so some people say that the meal of Yosem Sherabor will be in the first period, because in the second period there's no eating and drinking. But the other things, I think the Rebbe, other places explains, no. You could say we'll be in the second period because it says that what does it mean? They won't be eating and drinking. Means that we don't need to eat and drink in order to stay alive. The body and the soul, the soul needs to sustain the body now. The only way the soul remains in the body is through eating and drinking. In the second stage, Nelam Haba, after Tchias HaMeisim, the goof will live without eating and drinking. But nevertheless, it doesn't mean it won't be possible to eat and drink. The eating and drinking will be there, not for the sake of keeping the Nisham and the goof, but for its different purpose. The Simchas, for a mitzvah, the Zinian, they're not going to eat matzah then. What about mitzvah? We have a lot of mitzvahs that involve Dafka Bachir L'Kashm. Yeah. So, Mamela, according to that beer, the Suda will be in the second period. Chassid discusses this in a number of places. Polyphon. So the Rishonim, it seems they learn, these Rishonim that I mentioned, Wedlam Shat, they say that it could be that the at the end of the period of the natural phenomena, before they enter into the second period, that after Tchias HaMeisim, where it's going to be completely, so to say, on a spiritual level, this Suda will be right at the end. That Suda will be the mavoi, that will be what will lead through eating those foods, through participating in that Suda, that will be the preparation to enter into the second stage. To the spiritual state of the second stage of Moshe Mashiach, in other words, Elam Haba. Fine. There was a few other. So I told there's many, many different biyurim and purushim. What this suda is, I mentioned more in the last time of Pipshat. There's another word that you'll also see in the Em Yaakov in Baba Basra, he brings out from the Ritzvah, I believe, that he explains that he teaches the Levyosin and Shred HaBor as referring to the Malchus, as a marshal for the kingdoms. And he says, I think that the Levyosin is the kingdom of the Edom, the Shred HaBor is the kingdom of Yishmol. And he doesn't elaborate much. B'derech Efshe, you know, and Teirik could sometimes hakachainik a little bit. It could be, but it's already in the Inyaki from Britva. So it could be that, in other words, he's learning that the Mulcham of Levyosin and Shoyra Bor means that the Malchias will knock each other out, the kingdoms will knock each other out. In certain Midrashim, his Mashma, they say a mice that happened with a new, I think it was Rab Heschel from Krakow. What was this? Rabbeinu Sanai Pshutzim, I think. So they once asked him, how is it possible that the Jewish nation will rule the whole world when Mashiach comes? Isn't there a small nation, a small persecuted nation? So he said, you know, tomorrow everyone should bring a chicken. And we'll have a shoy. Okay, fine. Every day, tomorrow, every day, everyone bought a chicken. So versteht's, the goyim, they haven't doch gehad, they had fat chickens, you know, that they ate well and was taken care of. But I've been a snapshot, they got up as a klein adina, small, thin chicken, whatever. So all the chickens came, so they put down food in front of them. So all the big chickens, versteht's, were invited, kayas, so they all started fighting with each other, who gets the food, who gets a good portion of the food. So anyway, a whole war broke out. At the end of the day, the big chickens
killed each other.
Meanwhile, the small chicken, the hard and even deer come close. After all the big chickens were out, so he came out of his hole and ate up everything. So he said, as I get to Shem, all the malchis will fight each other out, and then the Yidden will come crawl out. So he says that the Shaira Abodah and the Levyosin is the Remez and the Machlis. Now, the Derech Epshir, I might take it a step further and say that our Pizza, maybe he's learning the Su'ud of the Levyosin and Shaira Abodah. Perhaps you have, this is already, we find a precedent in Chazal. You have the Moshe in Pashas Hazino, speaks about eating the sheep and the. What's the Lashon? So there it's explained that these animals, whatever, are emotional. Eating the animals is emotional for eating the loot of your enemies. So could be he's maybe al derech zeh one of the more pirushim, shalekei pshuta, not the literal meaning of the meal of the Levyosin Shaira Abodah, but more than the remez of medrash is that it refers to Moshe, the Yidden will inherit all the riches and everything from the kingdom. So let's make them eat from the meat of the Rashbos over there is a bit hard to understand. It goes through the whole thing, the Levyosin and Shaira Abodah, the Nefesh and the Seichel, a whole interesting thing which I'm not going to elaborate upon. Some Amish directly related to our thing, but they have now a sefer. I think the chiddushim of the Rashi and Agoda they put together. Besides the chiddushim on Hashas, but it's in the in Yaakov there also Bariches. Now Chassidus discusses this at length as well. The Chassidus in Chassidus you have in Chassidus you have a number of Yurim. I don't have all the things in front of you, but you have, like I mentioned last week, there's two things. There's the Kanegia, there's the war between the Levyosin and Shaira Abodah. And then there is the actual meal. Now, there's different Yurim. Chassidus, the famous Maamar of the Alter Rebbe, I didn't get a chance to look it up before I came. The famous thing that he says that what's pshat that David will make a kanegias with Yosin and Shair Habor. It's going to be a show. Moshiach will come. Everyone will go to the theater and we'll watch these two animals fighting at each other. So he explains. He says David is going to, when Moshiach will come, and then the Etzahara will be geshacht, and David is going to show the Yidden what the whole avoid that happened, what was going on for all these years.
And he's going,
huh?
There's managol.
Yeah. So he's going to show them. He says, when you have, when the kings used to make a, they used to take, in order to enjoy themselves, they used to take animal, like what the Romans did. You know, they had animals killed, ripping each other apart, up on stage. But he gives interesting description. He explains that what happened, they used to put two animals, and they saw one animal was about to win, so the show was almost going to be over, so they held back that animal and allowed the other animal to regain its strength to be able to come back and fight. So like this, you know, the...
One for a while,
so they have time. So he explains, he said...
The boxing match is over in one round, it's disappointing.
Yeah. So he says that the Eibush is going to show, I don't want to get into a lot of theological discussions that Smaim is going to get into, which I'm not, that's not the point of the Shiria, but he says the Eibush is going to show that the whole purpose of the Muhammad with the Eitzel Hadar was the Tzchoik, was like Hilu was set up. Same way this war between these animals is set up, The Eifish is going to show how everything was set up. In other words, that the Eifish, in other words, the whole, what was the tachlis of the Indian? It's explained, that they give time into the Eifish. The Eifish is going to show how the whole purpose of the world, the Yetzer Hara, was to give pleasure. And therefore, sometimes a person feels he just had the Yetzer Hara, and all of a sudden the Yetzer Hara comes back as a...
I think it's a kid. The person, he usually loses, and they should come.
So Mamela, when the Yetzer Hara is about to win, the Kuki Debish is going to make a Yid, have the Yerida.
You're about to kill the Yetzer Hara. Believe it, Cholol Bekirbi, and don't get in the Beibashkar a little more koyach. Shouldn't be so easy to finish with the Yetzer Hara. No, you don't, he don't like it.
He doesn't like it.
No?
Fine. Cholol.
Only the other way around.
Yeah. Okay. The Pasha is Yetzer Hara, Sach Starke with Yich. My Yetzer Hara can song this. Is beinari.
Okay. Eifish is going to show how even the Yiridis that didn't suffer, they shouldn't take it to heart. Eifish is going to show us how the idea of Neira Alil of Neyadim. Certain things the Eifish sets up, Kvayochel, we have no Bechira Chavshis. Whatever exactly that means, which is a theological discussion, which is not the point I'm getting into right now.
Did I not right? You can't understand this. How you have Bechira and Eifish know it.
Fine, but this is Nishmevi Bechira. This is Mevi Dimichin. This is Mamish Neira Alil.
But he puts in positions. He knows what you're going to do. So he takes
positions. But the whole life, and the point is, the Indian here is the tzchoy. The point that I want to bring out of this maimer is that Eibishter, when you set up these animals, it brings a great pleasure. There is a teva. So the Eibishter is going to show how the Muhammad then will be in the scala, just like when, imagine you're like in the middle of a game, and you're like, or in the middle of something, you're like all caught up. You can't look back and enjoy what's going on because you're so put up, you're part of the game itself. After it's all over and the game is over, then you can sit back and enjoy what the spectators and the Eifish is going to show us. After the game is over, he's going to show what was going on, he's going to show the pleasure that he had in this whole game, kvayochol, whatever, of what was going on. So that's, in other words, Eifish will show the tzchoy, the pleasure that he derived from.
And that's the milchome with the Sheikh Rabbi and the
Leviathan. This is Eintai, this is Eintash and Mucham. Then there's a famous Maimon, who the Torah Pasha Shmini, I'm sure people have learned. There's a famous Maimon to discuss also many places next to this, that the Rebbe explains how the fight of the Leviathan and the Sheikh Rabbi is a very deep thing. He explains there's two types of neshamas. There's neshamas that are called Levyasin. Neshamas that are called Levyasin are very high neshamas. The neshamas that are called Levyasin are very high neshamas. They're called Nune Yam, fish of the sea. And he explains, so this discusses this, so certain is the creations of the sea, there's the creations on dry land. Creations in the sea are completely nullified in their source. A fish can never believe the water can exist for too long, for sure not. However, the creations on dry land, even though we know that everything came from earth and everyone needs the food that comes from the earth to sustain them, but a person doesn't need to be on dry land to exist. If you go out on a boat, you go without his space, he's not movable, he's not absorbed within his source. So neshamas that are called nuneyam, neshamas that tzilus, very high neshamas, they're called fish of the sea. They're one with Hashem, they're completely absorbed in their source. So he explains the certain neshamas that, in other words, spiritually they're much, much higher. And therefore their avoid, he explains, they fulfill with them, he says, he uses a very interesting lotion. He says that with one stroke, they jump, they cross a huge length. In other words, they reach high, they don't, They don't have to struggle with trying to connect to the Eibushin. They did. So he explains the Shalom, like, he gives the whole thing about Shabi when he was in the cave. He wasn't able to fulfill mitzvahs begashmis. This is according to a number of opinions. So he said, so Elamai, his whole avodah was bruchnius. He didn't have a lulav, he didn't have, he didn't have matzah. Elamai, he fulfilled the bruchnius, and he fulfilled Torah mitzvahs way down the spiritual level, which in a certain sense is much higher. However, there's a mile of fulfilling Torah of that void, there's a lower level of neshamas that are called, you know, Sheir HaBar. Sheir HaBar is an axe which represents Bruim Shebi HaBar, the creations of the dry land. And they're avoided on a much lower level. They're not so spiritually connected. They're not able to connect, you know, so easily to spirituality, because there's such high levels of godliness as the neshamas that are called the gyos and the fish and the sea. But there's a certain mila that their avoided was to be mavadar the gashmi salem. Their main avoided, their lower neshamas, their main avoided was to do tayyam mitzvahs, the gashmis, mitachok, mitachayas. So they're lower in the so they have an advantage. So he explains that this war is not a war. Each one is elevating. When the Levyasin, when Sheir HaBor kills the Levyasin, or the Levyasin shechts the Sheir HaBor, they're not destroying it. On the contrary, Nochsud says, Ein b'shachat olam moshach. Shechting is elevating. The Levyasin is going to elevate the Sheir HaBor, give those neshamas which were until now had the advantage of being involved, elevating the world, the gashmis, but not being able to be so spiritually sensitive, they'll give them, they'll elevate them to their level, and the Sheir HaBor will elevate them, the neshamas of the Levyasin to its level. That's what he explains. You look in the mind of this is the whole passage. This is very short. Yeah. There's also a maimer. If you look, it's the maimer in the Levyasin Zayisat and Sakik Beitovshin Yud Beis Shabbos Pashas Amidra. The Rebbe speaks a little bit also about Sheir HaBor. He really explains the Sheir HaBor, the Sadikin Beinim Rishoyim, the different Taichin in Sheir HaBor. Sheir HaBor means Bor Miloshin Zichuch, refined, which is Sadikin. Then you have Sheir HaBor, Bor from the word Tvua, grain, which means it's grain grows in the field, whatever. Then you have Bor means outside, Bar means Chutz. Explains Sadikin Beinim Rishoyim, the Levyasin will elevate everyone. The actual Suda of the is actually, but here it doesn't discuss so much of this, actually the first mime of Pashas Tzav in the Kutin Teira. So the Haftar of Tzav, it says, Vachaltam Ochel V'Savoya, he says a very interesting thing, which I don't understand exactly what it means, but he says a word that the Neshamas, when Mashiach will come, will be much greater Neshamas than even the Gabi what we have now. It will be Neshamas Chadoshis. No, the Atreb was a Neshamah Chadosh. What means the Atreb was a Neshamah Chadosh? Usually, he never was here in the world before, right? No. But Chassidus explains the Rebbe was once in the science of a deeper Taich Neshama Chadasha. The Taich Neshama Chadasha means when Mashiach will come, it says that the Neshamas, all the Neshamas that are now are Neshamas that were included in other Merishim. After Tchias HaMeisim will be Nimshach Neshamas that weren't even included in Tchias HaMeisim.
But not included in other Merishim.
No, that included in other Merishim, yeah. The Rebbe's Mitzayim.
And that's what Alter Rebbe had.
And the Rebbe was Mitzayim. The Rebbe was on the Shira Shirim that noon on the days. The Rebbe was Mitzayim that once the Neshama Chadosh of that Rebbe, it's from those Neshamas Chadosh. Not a shot, he was never in this world before. Hey, that's a Mitzayim, he was never here before. It's much more than that. It's from a Neshama that's completely out of, not part of the whole system of Neshamas now. But anyway.
Out of space.
Huh? Part of the whole Seder Ishtashos that we have now. But so in this Maimon, he explains that the neshamas la'asalavay will—they're infinitely much greater than the neshamas now. They're going to be milder than the neshamas from today. What's going to happen? He says that the eating of the levyos and the sheir habor, same way when we eat food, we're milder the food. So it says, so to say, the neshamas that are today will be in the slabish. So he says, it means like a nitzah from the neshama. Obviously, it doesn't mean that everyone is going to die, but it says kilo they'll be in the slabish and levyos and the sheir habor. And through the neshamas la'osid, eating the levyos and the sheir habor, they'll elevate our neshamas. Very interesting, hard exactly to explain it, to understand, but this is this, 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 you know, all the inyanim. But b'chalei, can you see it's not one more thing? Huh?
I didn't count how many shoy rabo, how many differences you said, but it's a good number. One more thing. 7, 8 minimum. Nicht gleich lachen, ich sag.
Chirushim.
Yes, shoy rabo mit lev yosan.
So einfach, jayna, mishum, banov, mishesh, is ney breishes. Das ist, I mean, this is, I didn't discuss much, but this, so to speak, jayna, mishum, banov, is one of the Ramaz, one of the simpler Ramaz, and Yain, we know the secrets of the Torah. Wine that was concealed in its grapes, and Sheshus Negreshus means such secrets that were never revealed before. It was always concealed in its grapes. It says, and the Gemara says that, Ayin L'Rasa L'Kim Zul Sacha. What's Ayin L'Rasa L'Kim Zul Sacha? What's that level that was never revealed? That's the wine that's contained in the grape, Sheshus Negreshus. So what, it's the physical taste of the wine that no one knows? No, it means it's a reference, it's a hint that it means that such secrets, say the Satayra, that are like concealed in their source, will only be revealed, the words will never be revealed. Fine.